Father, thank you for this day in the name of Jesus. Numbers 18:20, you read it. Thank you, Holy Spirit, please guide me as I read, guide me as I speak. Counsel me, who is less than the least of all. Oh, wretched man that I am, who deserves eternal punishment, burning and yearning, tortured by demons and devils in hell with no rest. Present inheritance. John chapter 17, verse 3. His relationship, not religion, knowing the one and only true God as Father and Jesus Christ, whom He has sent. The hope of glory, gifted each day, permitted to live with the free will to add value, or let it perish, detached from the Father, wandering off into the wilderness of existence. What is not of Jesus is missing the mark of reigning, distracted purpose. Demented vision, target belligerent, and named as selfish, satanic ritual practices. Hammers cop, let it admit the flesh once again. It's time to lift up your child, Father, I call upon you. Hello, Lord of heaven and earth, I'm always in need of your help. With full assurance in the heart, depending on your strength, loving embrace and correction, relying on your operative energy. I'm always in need of your help, Father. I'm dependent on your strength, loving embrace and correction, relying on your operative energy. The spirit, your spirit within this flesh, made a temple that fights and does its best to take temporary pleasures as a way to exist, pursuing a depraved nature, arrogant and defiled by selfish ambitions, and existing on sacrificial stakes. Hold up, throw your rolling carcasses down. Don't you see the vultures circling and the eagle Jesus talked about? We're in the last days and end times, and we're in the last days, age of deceit. The last pages of scripture being fulfilled and witnessed worldwide. Open your eyes, time's up. Break your knees, bow down to the ground. It is written, every knee shall bow. Of those in heaven, those on earth, and those under the earth, death is defeated. The King is alive, and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. The hour has come. Once again, break your knees, bow down to the ground, face down, worship Him. Cause my God is greater, my God is stronger, my God is higher than any other. Let it be unto me according to your word, Father. In the name of Jesus, I'm asking, I'm seeking, I'm knocking, I'm praying for kingdom knowledge, understanding, and wisdom to reign in life. I receive the abundance of given rights, acquire Christ, edify through full assurance in the heart, which enables me to rest, ensuring immediate gracious nourishment. Help us to reign. So, reflecting on receiving Romans 5:17, receiving they that receive the abundance of grace and of the gift of righteousness will reign in life by the one Jesus Christ, right? Reflecting on that, it's all Jesus, get it through your head, the Father's beloved in whom He is well pleased, not us, not you, not her, not him. To my Father belong the kingdom, the power, the glory, riches, honor, majesty, might, dominion, in the name of Jesus, amen.